Hey everyone, it's AJ here from Sports Chaplaincy South Africa. In this episode of the Call Up Podcast, Bruce, in the second part of our two-part series, speaks to Siviwe Sheikh Soyezwapi, captain of our Blitzbox Sevens team. Sheikh shares his journey from the exceptional highs of becoming a multiple World Sevens Series champion, Commonwealth gold medalist, and captain of the Blitzbox, to the leaner times of navigating through team changes and injuries that impacted the results of the team. Sheikh shares about how easy it was for him to define himself by these results and how a serious injury forced him to slow down, rest and refocus from continuously striving in his own strength to what was really important. If you're enjoying our work, please give us a punt on your socials and reach us on all major podcast apps. Search for the Call Up Podcast, where faith meets sport and life.
The Call Up Podcast, where faith meets sport and life. This is brought to you by Sports Chaplaincy South Africa.
But I want to jump forward. I'm going to embarrass you a little bit here. I hope I don't get... I tried to do my research here and make sure I got this right, but you eventually end up playing sevens rugby. You end up playing for the Blitzbocker. And you made your debut in 2016. I see I've got my sheet out here to make sure I'm getting this right. I'm going to embarrass you here because you're a World Series winner in 2017 and 2018.
Yeah.
You're appointed captain in 2019. And you were series runners-up that year.
Yes.
You secured your first World Series title as captain.
Yes.
In 2021.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that was a COVID-hit season. So you got three.
Yeah.
Got three World Series, you know, one as captain. Bronze at the World Cup in 2018, where you were equal top try scorer, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, according to Wiki, you were. No, I don't know. I checked it out somewhere. No, Commonwealth Games winner in 2022. And the ninth South African to play 50-plus series tournaments. I mean, that's an incredible CV. And maybe my next question is quite hard to answer for that reasons. But just name a couple of your highlights in your career, because that is an incredible CV.
Yeah, I mean, just sitting here listening to that, it's been really special. And it's a blessing from God, and it's not just me, you know. I think it's a biblical principle that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. So I know I've also been around really great champions and incredible, hardworking sportsmen who instill those principles in their lives and they were also rewarded and became champions. But for me, the number one highlight is putting on that Springbok jersey. I keep going back and saying that I never thought that I'd...
This kid who couldn't even make the provincial team at 16, 17.
I never thought that I'd be where I am today. I never thought that I would get the opportunity to go pro.
Yeah.
So when I received my jersey in 2016 in Hong Kong, that was a special moment for me. And that's a highlight for me that I'll never forget. I remember that day like it was today.
Yeah.
Not even yesterday. Like it was today. It's the night before when the coach handed over that jersey to me, and it's a great memory to have. I mean, 2017, 2018, winning those seasons is a good highlight, and as well playing 50 tournaments in this code of the game is something that I'm actually proud of, because it takes a lot.
Yeah,
it takes a toll on your body.
Yeah.
I always joke around and say that sevens is not a sport. It's not rugby. It's just It's just something else.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's listening to this, and we do have people in the States, they probably don't even understand rugby, but sevens. Yeah, I mean, just watching the game, you know, I start hyperventilating. You know, it's just, it's just nonstop action for 14 minutes, and you guys never stop running, you never stop tackling. I mean, it's just, it's unrelenting, isn't it? And you know, when you have a tournament over 2 or 3 days, you're playing a lot of rugby in a short space of time, and it does take its toll.
It does
on the body, doesn't it?
It does. So massive achievement for me, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah. So I mean, it's actually really delightful to hear you just talking about the joy of putting on that Springbok jersey for the first time, and I think that's the way it should be. I think, you know, when you start to give yourself over to a sport that you love and God's given you talent in it, you know, not everybody gets that privilege.
No,
I think, you know, putting on the national jersey, whatever country you're from, should be a moment of incredible pride.
Absolutely.
And a moment you never forget, and you can't take it for granted.
No,
can you?
You can't.
You know? So yeah, it's heartwarming to hear that. But you've been part of a very successful team, a very successful era in rugby sevens. But it is fair to say it's been leaner years, the last few years. You know, you've been captain of a successful side as well. You know, it felt like the wheels were coming off a little bit, didn't it, in 2022. Got a World Cup coming up, and the World Series didn't end the way you would have hoped. You know, you'd been leading for ages and then just struggled, didn't you? And then World Cup in Cape Town, of all places.
Yeah,
and just it felt like all that form that had been there just dropped. And last season was a challenging season for the side as well. I guess my first question, any sports fan listening to this, is, you know, why do you think that was? You know, you go from very high levels of consistent achievement to struggling to reach those heights. Any reasons why you think that might have happened?
I'm glad you're having this podcast at this time of the year, because everyone has their New Year's resolutions and they want to change.
Okay, this is January 2024. Let's mark this occasion.
They want change, and change is hard.
Yeah.
Change is hard. Starting something is hard. Building something is incredibly hard. So it takes so much, and there's again a biblical and a couple of worldly principles that you cannot avoid to reach the pinnacle that we were at. We faced so many changes within the space of time. I think COVID was a change in itself, where our cages were rattled, shaken a bit, and we had to adapt in that kind of situation. After that, players decided to venture off to different aspirations and follow their dreams and desires. We lost a lot of players due to that, going to different teams. We had a coach for 15 years, and he also
went to the Sharks.
So for me, I think the changes that happened contributed tremendously.
And it's a lot of change all at once. So, you know, you got a lot of inexperienced players.
Yes.
A coach who's very experienced around sevens, but is new to that level of leadership.
Yes.
You know, and I guess almost like starting again.
From the bottom.
Yeah.
We had to start from the bottom, and the dynasty that Springbok Sevens is, it started from somewhere. And this is a new generation of Springbok Sevens. So we are building something from the ground up. We do have young players, new faces, new coaches. So we are building from, we're building.
Yeah.
If you building, then it takes its toll. It takes hard work. And I believe that we're working towards something great.
But when you've enjoyed such high levels of success, just on a personal level, you know, when things don't go so well, when you have lean years, you know, that can be an assault on your identity, your self-worth. sense of your significance. You know, how have you navigated that? Not just as the captain of the team, but I think as a child of God.
Yeah. To be honest with you, you get caught up and busy with a lot of things, trying to instill certain values, trying to fix certain things, because this is what you are taught. Mm. So you're trying to teach it to another generation, to other people.
Yeah.
To get to that level once again and surpass it.
Mm.
You become busy doing that. And when you don't succeed, as you said, it takes its toll on you. And all that work that you're doing, you almost become that, because you want it so badly to be back up there again.
Mm.
You want it so badly because you've tasted it.
Mm.
And it almost does become your identity.
Yeah.
It distracts you from...
Yeah, what I do and what I achieve is who I am.
Yes. And...
rather than what Jesus has done and what Jesus has achieved on my behalf defines who I am.
Absolutely. So that's who I became.
Mm. And it's so easy in sport to lose ourselves. I mean, we want to excel. We want to be the best that we can be. We want to steward our talent well. But what do you think you've learned through this season? What's it taught you about you? What has it taught you about God? Tough question, I know.
It's a really tough question.
Maybe you're still processing the answer to that. I don't know.
I am. It's a tough question. However, it's the first time I'm actually talking about it now. But God had to take my knee off.
Yeah, so you've not only, the team has not only struggled, right? You've had this personal setback with a serious knee injury, you know? And in slightly later years in your career, which also can, like, you know, hold on a minute, what does this mean for my future, right?
Yeah.
So maybe let's collapse that all together, because there's what's happening to the team, but there's also what's happened to you personally.
Yeah.
You know, personal struggle here with a serious injury and rehab. So what has it been teaching you about you?
Yeah.
And what's it been teaching you about God?
Yeah, as I said, he had to take my knee off to get my attention, to slow me down. And there's a really wise man who's someone that I regard as my mentor that says that BUSY is an acronym for busy under Satan's yoke.
Yeah. There's a reason why God said, and on the seventh day we should rest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we understand Sabbath to mean, God has not made us to be consumed totally by our work.
Yes.
Whatever our work is. Yeah.
Because it sometimes becomes who you are.
It becomes who we are. It becomes our God.
It becomes our God.
Yeah.
And we serve a jealous God.
Yeah.
We serve a jealous God. That's what he taught me about him.
And I just want to say, that's not just sports people, that's pastors. That's any of us.
Yeah.
When we make our work ultimate, we make what we do ultimate, we define ourselves, our value, our significance by results.
Yeah.
And it's right in your leadership position. You ask questions about, you know, what do we need to do to improve as individuals and as a group? That's right.
Yeah.
But what you've said is that can become all consuming. I think this is a really significant conversation. I'm definitely going to point you and actually our listeners in direction. There's a great song by a worship collaborative called Porter's Gate, where it's got the line, "Just take it easy." And there's a number of songs. It's actually an album that's based on work, but it talks about the rhythms of rest.
Yeah.
And resting in the Lord. And I love what your mentor said about easy. Just say it again.
Busy under Satan's yoke.
Yeah, busy under Satan's yoke. When actually we need to rest. We need to reset. We need to refocus. I think that's really powerful. I almost feel like that's a great place to end, but there are a few other questions. and we'll definitely, in our podcast notes, just put some pointers towards some resources, both yeah. worship content and other content that people might want to go to, just to think about what does it mean to refocus and reset in the Lord, so that we're actually working, serving, competing from a place of rest, but not idolatrous striving.
I think before you ask your next question, I'm not advocating for people to do nothing.
No.
Or be lazy.
No. Well, 6 days for work, right?
Absolutely not to be lazy. However, God has a purpose for all of us.
Yeah. And historically in the church, and this is something we've lost, and I'm trying to rediscover it in my own life, you know, there are rhythms of like daily prayer and structure that have served followers of Jesus for 2,000 years. And in some ways, we need to recover some of that. You know, so just like it's almost like God's given us a trellis, yes. You know, and the vine of our lives can kind of grow around the discipline of this structure. Actually, each day we need to find some Sabbath rest, you know, in the midst of the busyness. So that still soft voice quiet. Of the Lord.
Quiet.
Yeah. But anyway, maybe that's a podcast with someone else for another day. But I do want to ask you, a life scripture, a life verse.
I think being in sport, so I'll tell you a story. Coming onto the circuit, there's a big rival team that we play on the circuit, Fiji, and they strap up big boys, and they're known for their faith, and they write those scriptures on their strapping and on their wrists and foreheads and everywhere else. And mostly it was what I saw on the strapping was Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And for some reason, I started writing that as well. For no reason. I think it's because I saw it. But there was one tournament where I asked myself, why do I now write that as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because for that person or that athlete, it probably meant something in their lives. So I tapped into the word to get something for me that can drive me in my sport, and stumbled across Isaiah 40:31. And that's my favorite scripture.
So can you quote it?
Those who seek the Lord for help shall mount up on eagle's wings.
Yeah.
They will run and never grow weary, and they will walk and will not faint.
So I had that verse when I ran the London Marathon many years ago. Run and not grow weary. Yeah.
So I trust in the Lord, and every time I wake up, every time I run on the field, every time I set a goal, I put my trust in the Lord. And he has set me up on eagle's wings. And it's a motivation for me to keep running.
Yeah.
Because I know that.
And running well, not just when you're winning, but when in the leaner times too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I want people to know, I mean, I've observed this. I'm a chaplain at Stellenbosch Football Club. You're based at the Stellenbosch Academy of Sport with us. You know, I've observed, albeit from a bit of a distance, just how, you know, just how faithful you've been to God in the hidden space as you've been recovering, and how you've sought to continue to serve your teammates, not just your own self-interest. And in that sense, you know, I just want to affirm today on this podcast, you know, I see that you're running.
Yeah,
you know, even when it's tough, you're running, and God's giving you the strength not to weary from doing good, from doing what is right, and that honors Him. And then finally, favorite prayer in the Call Up Prayer Book.
I have the book right here.
Good and, man.
I'm gonna open it up to good. Page 40. Page 40.
He's got it. Look. So what's on page 40? Did you say?
A prayer for an injured teammate.
Yeah.
Just before I read it, as I said last season, we had, I actually didn't say it, but last season we had like, an, I think up between 10 and 15 injured players.
Yeah.
At the same time. So, and then I got injured as well and joined that group.
Well, I remember walking around the Stellenbosch Academy Sport going, oh, when are you going off to Sydney or wherever it was, and going, I'm not, I'm injured.
So the injured squad became big. And again, it was a younger group of players who never understand, like we all never understand why we're in the situation we're in. But I realized that all what helped me to get through those days of my injury and kept on going was to not focus on myself, but to focus on them, to help them during their dark days.
Yeah.
To be there for them.
Yeah.
To keep them
inspired,
motivated, driven, and give them a goal to work towards something. Just share how close they are.
It makes my heart sing that you've picked this prayer, because we put that section towards the back where it's prayers for others, not for yourself.
Yeah.
And the sense I'm getting is that you know, prayer changes us.
Yes.
You know, what we pray for is what we become.
Yes.
And actually, when we start to pray for others and not just for ourselves, and of course we can and we should, you know, and God is interested in us, but when we pray for others, actually it realigns our will with God's heart for that purpose.
Absolutely. The scripture is John 15 verse 12. You have commanded us to love others as you have loved us. My teammate is injured and I feel their pain, anguish and disappointment. I pray that they would know your presence with them at this time of alienation and fear. I ask for you to bring your healing to their body and restore them to full fitness. I ask for you to grant them peace for their troubled mind. I ask for you to give them faith to trust you to work for their good and your glory. Help me to be a supportive teammate and prayerful presence in their life. I commit my teammate, body, mind, and spirit to your loving kindness. Amen. In the compassionate, healing name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. That's the prayer I love in this book. And awesome. That has resonated with me the past couple of months.
Awesome. And your teammates are blessed because you prayed that for them. So that's,
I do.
Great. Shakes, it's been an absolute privilege. Wish you all the best in the rest of your rehab. I know you're nearly there. And God willing, we are so looking forward to seeing you back out on the field using your talent and the opportunities He gives you for His glory. Thanks so much for coming on the Call Up podcast.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Looking forward to be back.
The Call Up podcast, where faith meets sport and life. This is brought to you by Sports Chaplaincy South Africa.
The Power of His Dream brings you here, LIA Productions.